Well, Peter, as you recall, we had the update of the National Voters Register, in which new people of voting age had to register. So we have now to bring that data that was captured and processed into a National Voters Register to publicly put it out for verification. So the display exercise is meant to, one, ensure that you are on the register as a voter. Two, whoever is not supposed to be on that register, either on account of being underaged or somebody left that area or somebody passed on, is identified and removed for cleaning it up. So we will be doing this cleanup beginning with next week, Wednesday, the 22nd of July, and close the exercise on the 11th of August this year.
What measures did the Electoral Commission implement or will be implementing to ensure the voter list that will be used for the election is transparent, credible, and acceptable to all political parties in the run-up to the election?
Oh, thank you, Peter. First of all, before the start of the exercise, we write all the parties to alert them of the upcoming exercise and to share with them the program on how it will go. So we share that information with all the political parties in advance. Then secondly, we publicize the exercise. We go on radio, we go on TV, we send statements in the press. We meet all the stakeholders in the electoral process in form of workshops and meetings, share with them this information. Then lastly, we put it at every polling station and we inform the public to make sure that they come during that period and ask to check their particulars on the register. And towards the closure, we alert the public that here we are going to close this exercise. Make sure you check and ascertain the correctness of your particulars and where you will be voting from. And after that information has been captured of who should be included or excluded, there is a tribunal that sits and looks through those applications for exclusion and inclusion. And that tribunal is appointed by the judiciary. It is not us who appoint it. It is the other arm of government. The tribunal sits, looks through the applications, makes recommendations. But again, those recommendations are thinned out, and the public comes to verify those recommendations for at least 10 more days when they are hung there and people are coming and looking at them and ascertaining if they are correct or not. So all those measures are put in place to ensure there is transparency, to ensure there is full participation of every other voter in the cleanup of the voters' register.
How scientifically based will this be in terms of using the biometric system of registration and cleaning up to make it more credible and acceptable to all political parties?
First of all, before we didn't register voters using the biometric system. This time round, in preparation for the 2015 general election, we registered every voter by scanning all the 10 fingerprints, by using digital signatures, and also capturing their images. So that means that it is only one person who could register, and you could not attempt to do multiple registration at different registration centers. That will help us to make sure that it is only one person on the register. When that person votes, then he cannot attempt, because computers will be communicating with each other, show that this person already voted. So there won't be multiple voting, and there won't be impersonation. That now Peter is not around, but Tarima is around, Jotham is around, he can vote in place of Peter, because that won't be possible. So those are mechanisms in place to ensure that the voter register has the people who are supposed to be there, and on the day of voting, you only vote once, and you can't attempt to vote twice.
The opposition groups have demanded electoral reforms, including the disbandment and the reconstitution of the Electoral Commission. Now, if these demands go they demand that. Wouldn't this put a hinder to the progress that you're making? And have you taken measures to resolve this as you move forward ahead of the election?
Well, some of those reforms are genuine, some of them are not. And I don't think the solution lies in the disbandment of the commission. The solution lies in the vigilance. We have enough laws on our law books so that if everyone participated, then the election would be free and fair. Now, the electoral laws will not solve malpractices in elections. Candidates at night, they don't sleep during the campaign period. They have their money. They share it in the dark. What reform are you going to put in place to ensure that that does not happen? I think we need more of our hearts reformation than the laws, because whatever bad things are done in elections, it is not because there are no laws. It is because there are laws, but people are not following them because you can't pin them down. Somebody who bribes the voter will not say, "I was bribed," and the other person who gives money will not say, "I gave money." So those reforms that are proposed, they need some bit of time to look through to get the good ones out of the bad ones, and then adopt. For example, we have a national constitution. This country is governed on the basis of the constitution. I am sure that constitution has some sections that would like to be amended. But the fact that those sections are not amended, it doesn't mean that we don't follow the laws of the constitution. So with or without reform, we still organize elections, and they will be free and fair. But we don't mind improvements at every other turn of the process.